stood before the Lord. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah with their little ones, their wives, and their children stood before the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20:12-13. The enemy. These powerful verses are set in a difficult time for King Jehoshaphat of Judah. Mighty forces were coming to war against his people. The children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites are coming against those of Judah. Asking God for help, King Jehoshaphat is afraid and seeks the Lord and proclaims a fast through Judah. Judah gathered themselves together to ask for help from God. They came from all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. Before all the people, the king prays a beautiful prayer to God in which he recalls God's help to his people over the years. See 2 Chronicles 20:6-12 for the complete prayer made by King Jehoshaphat. We concentrate today upon the last verse of that prayer and the verse immediately following it. We have no power without God. We have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, the king prays. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Have we not all been in a situation whereby we felt that we had no idea what we were going to do? Believers, however, have the advantage of realizing that keeping our eyes upon God is always powerful. Keeping his commands and following his lead while listening always to his still small voice is always the answer. God will never forsake his own. In one way or another, he will help us and be with us if we keep our eyes upon him. Battles might loom within and without, but keeping our focus upon God and his will is the answer to all our problems. Eyes on God and just stand. All of the nation of Judah and all of their tiny little ones and their wives and their older children stand before the Lord. They simply stand before God in prayer and expectant trust, knowing that God will hear them. They have repented and fasted and came and now wait on God. They stand. No fear nor dismay. Read the rest of the story and see that God lets his spirit rest on a man named Jahaziel, who tells the people that God tells them not to be afraid or dismayed by the multitude coming to fight. He tells them that the battle is not theirs, but God's. He further gives them God's instructions for them to go the next day toward the enemy and then stand still there. He relays that they will then see the salvation of the Lord with you. The people fell on their faces in praise before the Lord God in worship. The Levites, who were the priests, also praised God. What a powerful time. They blessed God and went home in joy. The next day, the men of Judah went out to the enemy with the singers continuing to sing praises to God before them as they went. God set ambushes against the enemy, and Judah simply watched God work and their enemy fall. They blessed God and went home with joy. God fought for them. Their job was to praise God and stand still, standing in his presence with our eyes on God. Think of the times God brought us through the thing we thought we would never survive. He brought us through the illness, the failure of a trusted loved one, a death, a loss of everything we thought we needed. God brought you through. If you didn't praise him then, praise him now. Bless God for his care and faithfulness. Bless him for the times he fought your battles and you only needed to look on and thank him with all your heart. Judah stood before the Lord. May we keep our eyes on God and stand before Him always. Eyes on Him, faith in Him, standing on His word and in His will. Stand. 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 Our powerful God will not fail you either.